Today's shir in the Dear Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Dalet Omer Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, getting towards the end of Simen Tov Samach Beis. We begin on the very top line with Siv Hey. The Mechaber writes, Halosh Isu B'mei Peros. If somebody is kneading a dough with fruit juices, which we've said already, without water additionally added, according to the Mechaber, they're not Mechamitz. Therefore, if you're doing this, you're going to have a dough that is not mukshul lekabel tuma, as we'll explain that in a moment. It can't accept tuma yet because there's no water involved. May peros don't make something mukshul lekabel tuma, and therefore this dough is a halachically tahar dough. Now, if it's large enough that you need to take off challah, you now have a problem because this dough is going to need challah taken off from it, but this challah that you're going to take off from it is going to be tahora, and therefore cannot be eaten, but it also can't be burnt. And therefore, since nobody is Torah today, you have a real problem. So the Mechaber suggests, Tov lasos pachos mishir isaron. Make it less than the shear of an isaron, which is the shear that is required in order to take off challah from a dough. So therefore, use less than this amount, kidei shelo tischayev b'challah. In this way, you get around this problem of having tahar challah, because it's not moshe l'kabel tuma, so anybody that touches it doesn't make it tame, and what are you going to do with this, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. In the Baragola Ozayin, he brings down this discussion for the Rabbeinu Chananel. Mipnei she'eina mekabeles tuma, this dough, since it doesn't have water, it doesn't have any of the other liquids that can be machshu something to be mekabel tuma, so therefore, v'asur l'sarfo, you're not allowed to burn it. V'asurim l'tmeim, and a tame person can't eat it. And therefore, you have this problem. Now let's see inside in the Mishnah Berurah, he explains it very clearly, as always, Sivkot and Chof. He says, Hainu b'mei beitzim, you're talking about that you needed this dough over here either with eggs or sharmei peros or any of the other liquids that we've been talking about, but not with one of the seven liquids that makes something mukshul lekabel tuma. Devarim she'einon mishiva mashkin. It's not from those seven liquids, which has the famous mnemonic over here, shesimonim yod shochat dam, which we have previously explained, Mavarim L in Simon Kufnun Ches, and you can see in Dirshu footnote number 23 what the mnemonic stands for. The Yud is for Yayin, the next Dalit is for Dvash, the Shin is for Shemen, the Ches is for Cholov, the Tes is for Tal, the next Dalit is for Dam, and the final Mem is for Mayim. So these are the seven liquids that can make something capable of accepting Tumah. And the footnote continues to point out that the Dvash that we're talking about over here is honey from bees and not honey from dates or other species of fruits. And the shemen that we're talking about is olive oil and not other shemen. Chalav encompasses any type of chalav or byproduct of chalav, like, for example, butter or whey or things like that. In any event, all of these liquids, these seven liquids, can make something capable of accepting tumah. And since everybody's tummy nowadays, therefore we have no problem in saying that this dough is tummy and now we're allowed to burn it. So the chalav that you take off, we normally can burn and there's no problem. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vatam daide mei peros eino isu mukhsheres lekabel tuma." But the non-seven liquids, i.e., fruit juices that we've described, or eggs, nisheres achala torah, they don't make the challah capable of accepting tuma. Therefore, it remains tahora. Vein lo shum eitz, and now you're stuck. You have no advice that you can give. Achakach malas ozba, because l'sarf and yochai, you're not allowed to go and burn it because ein sarf and kachim tahorim. You're not allowed to go burn kachim that are tahorim. To eat it, nobody's allowed to eat it. Shirubon tamei meisene, because the vast majority of people are tamei meis. Ubishayim osashana, what do you do the rest of the year? Yetsa, we have no problem. Shiitain beis alisha gamat maim, the rest of the year put in a little bit of water, umemele huksha, and that little bit of water will make it moshul kabel tuma, and the rest of the year it becomes tamei. As we learn, kidisa biyaradeh, simin shin choftes. However, avol atol tzorach pesach, but for pesach usage, halo yeh mei peros in mayim vasololish. If you'd add a little bit of water, it's going to be more quickly coming chomates, and you're not allowed to do that. Like we've already learned, the chadal basif beis in this simin. Lachain, therefore, ha'eitza sheyolush pachos mikashir. That's why the Mechaber says, do it less than the shear that would be required to take off challah from. And this way, you don't have to take off challah, and you don't have a problem of burning challah that is tar and having nothing that you're able to do with it because it's tar. However, if somebody did in fact go and do this, ubi d'evet imlosh kishir, if somebody did take a larger piece and made it with fruit juices over here and no water, so it's not mushal lekabel tuma, yirali tein achala lekoin katan. There is a eitz and chutzlar, it's at least, that you can give it to a young child kohen, shelo yotza tumim migufo, he hasn't had any bodily discharges of either keri or ziva, kimavor b'yoradeh sham, like in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Chavtes, in Yoradeh, it says over there, which can be found in Dirshu footnote number 24, he explains, a person, shayotza tumma migufo, anybody has an intrinsic discharged from his body. For example, a balkari or a zava in a man, or in a woman, a zava or a nida or a yoledes. So all of these people, they're not able to go and eat challah nowadays. But you give it to a young boy who hasn't reached the age where he would have a seminal discharge, or a young girl hasn't reached the age of having nida. And this eitzah only works in chutz la'aretz, because challah chutz la'aretz is only din d'rabbanan. But in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat it even if you're just tummy mace. Never mind if you don't have a discharge from your body, like it says in Shulchan Aruch in your Yerideya. And therefore, the derech amunah brings down shetzarich lekover. What should you do with it? If in fact you did it, you bury it, and it will rot on its own, and you're not destroying it yourself. The Bir Heitev Oz Tes brings down from the Taz and the Mogen Avraham that you should, in this situation, be mafreshit without a bracha, and then you can go and do the rest, and knead the rest of the dough. Sivvav, the Mechaber writes, Chita, if you find a kernel of wheat, shenimtseis bedvash, you find it in honey, or yayin, or in wine, or v'chometz, or in vinegar. So these are all considered mei peros. Therefore, this kernel of wheat can't become chometz, even though it's split over here, as we'll see in a second. It's not considered chometz, mutter. It's in fact still good. And the Mechaber continues, however, obavach l'nasar b'hemayim, as I mentioned, as long as there was no water mixed in with either the honey, the wine, or the vinegar, then there is no potential for it to become chometz, according to the Mechaber. And therefore, the honey, the wine, or the vinegar over here doesn't become chametz from this, quote, split grain of wheat, this kernel of wheat. Let's see this inside in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chafalev. He says, Mayri, we're talking about Shebishlu Hadvash Vayayin. We're talking here about whether the honey or the wine had been cooked, or Oshaya Kovish Meis Leis, or the kernel was in it for at least 24 hours. And then we say Kovish Kimavushal. The Bishriya Ba'almiya Betzone, if it was only just in this cold honey or wine or vinegar for less than 24 hours, Mahabi Poskim, then according to many Poskim, Afilu Nimsa B'mayim Gereda, Namian Osset, even if it was in water, it wouldn't go and ruin the water. Kilakam and Sivtof Samach Science of Yubez, we'll learn over there, Ayin Shom. Sivkot and Chav Beis, he says, it's mutter. What's mutter over here? Hadvash Vayayin, the honey and the wine are able to be eaten or drunk over here. V'lo Amrinan, and we don't say, Shinischamtsu Aydeh Achita, we don't say that they became chomet, because the chita was in it, became chomet. And this is true, afilu nisrakicha v'nisbakasham. And this is true even if the kernel has softened and split. And the reasoning is because it never came into contact with water, and we say, she'ein mei peros machmitzen. And the Mechaber's opinion is that mei peros are not machmitzen. Therefore, there's no potential over here for any chomets. He's not concerned that maybe some water got in there, and therefore it isn't chomets, and therefore it isn't machmitz. It doesn't make chomets, the dvash, or the yayin, or the chomets. The issue footnote number 25 brings down, even according to our minuk, shanu choshishim b'chol mei peros shem yisarvu b'mayim, even according to Ashkenazim, the Ramah's opinion, that we're concerned that in any mei peros there's a little bit of water that was added to it from the outside, and that's what we're concerned about. That's why Ashkenazim don't have mei peros, unless it's extenuating circumstances like a chola or a zokin, like we learned in yesterday's year. Nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Mikol Mokom Ein Lahachmir Bechita Hanim says B'Dash U'Yayin. We don't have to be machmir that if the split kernel is in the dvash of the yayin, that should ruin the dvash of the yayin. The fact that we don't allow you normally to go and use a dough to knead a dough with meperos, and you shouldn't use it with any flour preparation, that's only a lechatchila din. But b'di'eved, ein lesser machlis chashazu. If somebody did it, we don't say that it's awesome. We don't say that it's chametz. So certainly here, this kernel of wheat isn't going to ruin the wine or the honey. And that which we normally don't eat, this kernel of wheat, or we don't eat a dough that was made with mei peros, because if we allow you to eat in Pesach, it's going to lead to a takola that other people will go and do it lechatchila. If we allow it b'di'evet, people will do it lechatchila. However, that's only if you did it, but it's something that happened by itself, like the chita that fell into the mei peros, ain't lahachmir b'di'evet. We don't have to be machmir b'di'evet. And he brings down something similar to this from the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Samach Gimel, Shebemei Peros Machmirim Shalola Arvim Bekemach Biyadayim. You don't allow us to do this ourselves. But if it happened on its own, Nishar Adin She Mutarim, then the bottom line is, B'di'evet, it is Mutar. The issue footnote number 26 brings down, Ligabi Chito Shedimtsu Bekua, V'hi Eina Besoch Dvash Yayin. If you find a split kernel, not in honey or wine, so we don't know how it became split. So then Shulchan Aruch Hara writes, Machmirim litlos sheminastam nishrusu b'mayim u'mehem hisbakos. We have to assume the default is that it probably was from water and we treat it as chometz. However, kishenimtso besoch meperos, if you find the kernel in fruit juices, which aren't capable of being machmitz lechatchila, ain lochu shem his baka kodem shenof l'soch. We don't have to be concerned. Well, maybe it was actually in contact with water and split before it went into the mei peros. But we're allowed to say tolim shehis baka li acha shenof l'sochom u'machmosam. But we're allowed to say that it was not split beforehand. It fell into the mei peros and split, and that's really just sircha. That's just swelling over here, and it's not chimutz process. Why? We have a famous rule: ain lahachzik beichzer misofik. We don't go and say something is also misofik over here. We don't assume that it was split beforehand and now came in now. We don't assume that an Isser came from another place and came over here, al-Sofik. And he brings us down the name of Simcha Bodim, Waldenberg Shlita. Now we'll start the next Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chav Gimel, which actually takes up most of tomorrow's daf. But we'll start it now and we'll see how far we get. So the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chav Gimel, says that this din that we just talked about was only if it fell into pure wine or honey or vinegar. But if there was water added, then obviously the emnisari of the Mishbura says with water, adarabba machmitzum tve, as we've already learned, the chanal b'siv bay, is that it's going to become chametz faster. That which we said in Siv Gimel, demut lolush b'yayin afapi shiev shalom beloti besmayim. Aye, in yesterday's shir in Siv Gimel, we said that one is allowed to go and take wine and put it into a dough because we're not concerned that even though there was water there, the water came out, the water during the fermentation process turned into wine. That's because that was a unique situation. Shiny Hussam, as we explained, shenof luhamayim kodem tesisa sayayin, the water fell into the wine before it was fully fermented. And during the fermentation process, the water turned into wine halachically, and therefore it's considered that it's pure fruit juices and it can't be mechametz. But if the water would have fallen afterwards, as we said in yesterday's shir, and again now, the concern would exist, and we'd have to be concerned that it became chametz. Now, meat. If you find a kernel of wheat in honey, beer honey, that's known as mead, or in liquors that were made from fruits, or from beer that was made from dates or from other fruits, and we're certain that there's no water that got mixed in after this, so the question is, do we say im osir alo? Do we consider this like wine and say that any water that was there was converted via this fermentation process, and this beer or this liquor also has some sort of a fermentation process, and therefore the water is considered halachically changed and it's pure mei peros and not mei peros plus water, or not? Do we say that's only a special unique consideration when it comes to wine, but not by these others? So now the Mishnah Berurah outlines this machlokis. He says nistapku achronim. The achronim are in dispute over here, and you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Lamed Beis, which achronim, im yeslim damoson liyayin shel tzimukin, should we compare these other fermentations over here, like the mead, or the liquors, or the sheikh, or shel tmaru peros, do we compare that to raisin wine? Dayi de hatesisa via the fermentation process, nefach hamayim liyosayin. There, we say that it does convert the water into wine. V'achanami ayideh habishul, and here too then, via the cooking it, utzisas advash, in the fermentation of the honey, nefach hamayim and asos meperos. It also converts the water into meperos, and you're left with pure meperos, which is not machmetz. V'chein b'shari dvar manal, and all the other things that we just mentioned, the liquors and things like that. Or do we say, no, odil moshayni anovim, wine is different. Shekochim chazuk, the wine fermentation process is very strong and is capable, lahafik hamayim liyayin, can switch the water into wine. V'chein bidvash tzmukim anal, and likewise with the raisin honey, they can both be converted. Ayide habishol, via the cooking of the raisin honey, nishtana briyosa, and it changes it, legamre, totally, v'nasim devar gush, it becomes a solid item, the honey. And therefore, in those situations, any water is converted halachically to either wine or to this raisin honey. As opposed to our case, Mashain came b'chol elu, the mead over here, or the yayin sraf, or the sheichor tmarim, avli achar esiyosin, even after they've been, quote, finished and converted, ubishulin, the cooking is done, ikorin mayim, the water is still halachically water, and therefore you have the situation of water and meperos, which is machmetz even faster. So we have two sides over here. How do we paskin? So he brings down v'alkein yesh lahachmir. So we say we're machmir, and we assume that it could be chametz, and we don't drink liquor or these honey from tvar or peros or the mead. And therefore, avol l'shosan arachar Pesach, but it's not real chametz. So to keep it after Pesach and then drink it or eat it then, olim kor liyakum, to get an offer and sell it to a guy, yesh lahakal, we don't consider it chametz shavel as a Pesach. However, im yadua shachita lo hayo meis leis b'mayim. If we know for certain that the kernel of wheat that split was not in this for in meis leis, in other words, it's not kavish kamavushal, then you're even allowed to drink it on Pesach. It's not a problem over here because it doesn't have the ability that tzonin eino nosin tam. It doesn't have the ability to become chametz over here to impart any chametz that might be there into the beverage that we're talking about. And in the Sharetzion Oslam Adalat, he says even though there are opinions, he says yesh machmirim ap tzonin. There are opinions that are machmir by tzonin. He says hocha belav hocha yesh svarot davi mei peres bavadei in lachmir. Here you have another tzad lahokel that it might not even be chametz. So therefore we can be makel. And he says, "V'chein im achito." Back to the Mishnah Berurah. Im the chita, the kernel, lo nisbaka. It wasn't split. Rak nisrakicho levad. It only softened. What does that mean? The difference between splitting and softening. So, Dear Shavuot number 27 says that we're going to learn in Simin Tov Samach Zayin that bika, the splitting, is when it's actually split. And nisrakicho is just it's swollen and it looks like it's about to split, but it hasn't yet split. So in this situation where it hasn't split, yesh lahakel, then certainly one can be makel. Afilu menu yadua lo kamashasa. Even if you don't know whether it was there for a 24-hour period of time, we would say kavush kimavushal. Kamosh biyarti lekamim simtav zayin sivyud beis mishnah brurah siv kot nun nureh, as we'll learn over the Eretz Hashem over there. However, he says imloshia dualo. But if you know if you know that it was definitely within water for a 24-hour period of time, the nasa kavish kavushal, then we have to go lechumra and say that it could be machmitz. Then he brings down kasuah poskim. The poskim further say the shumon hevinamik meperus. If you're dealing with a fatty substance over here that you melted, for example, we treat that like meperus. We don't assume it has water in it, even though, as we'll see, they used to rinse off the meat before they would after they salted it. So there is water there. Nevertheless, when you put it into the pot, all the water is going to boil off. And therefore, if you find a chita lefika chita shenofa lesoch shumon, if you have a kernel of wheat that fell into this melted fat, afilu rosech, even if it's boiling hot, ain't osur. It's not going to become osur because we consider shemei peros ain't machmitz. Again, the fat has halachically the status of mei peros, and it's not going to be able to be machmitz over here. And this is true of afilu nisbak achita, even if the chita is split. However, as long as there was no water added after you melted the fat, because if there was water added after you melted the fat, then it could be machmitz. It would be a combination of neperos and water, halachically, and it would be machmitz maher. And he says, even though under normal circumstances, yesh b'chol shumon tarovus mayim, even though originally before you melt it, there is definitely water added over here, because shari medichin oso b'shas melichos. So as I pointed out, they used to salt the meat to make it kosher, and then they'd rinse it off with water. So water is added over here. Mikol mokum in lochush l'zeh. You don't have to be concerned about that water. Why not? Lefi kishin is bashel shumon, when you're going to heat up the shumon, and it's melting, b'kdeira, in the pot, Bishul Yofe, it's going to undergo a very high cooking, Nisifu Amayim, all the water is going to burn off and evaporate, Bishul, with such cooking, V'hochalem Lagamri, and they won't be here. And therefore, Lachain, Afilu Yodua, She'erav Lehedja, Tochashum Amayim At, even if you know a little bit of water was in there, Kodim Shiticho, as long as it before that you melted, Kodim Shiticho, so, ain't Lachush, we don't have to be concerned. Because of Yodua, She'enof L'achar Shiticho Hashum, this talking about when the kernel fell in after the shuman had been melted. Avolim nimtza chita besol shuman. But if the chita is found in the shuman, b'ni yodea, you don't know. Im nofel mikodem alachakach, you don't know when it fell in. So im heiriku ha-shuman mikdero shebishel bo likli acher, if you take from the pot that you melted the fat in and you poured it into another container, v'sham nimtza chita, and that's where you find the kernel of wheat, av shoya shuman adayin roseach mutter. Even though it's still boiling hot, we don't have a concern over here. Because the lo machziku nisur, as we said earlier, we don't assume that an issa went from one place to another. V'amrin, and we say, b'chlisheni nim, so it was found first in the klisheni, v'shama yogami kodim, and that's where it was all the time. Ukshirika shuman alah, and now when they poured the boiling hot fat on it, kra lo yomayim behem, there certainly was no water over here at this point in time. And therefore, b'chein, afilu mnitzis achita ba'oso klishi tichaba, and even if you find it in the same kli that you melted it in, the first kli, raksho yola achar shi sirum in akir, Kira, you found it only after you took it off the fire. They midua b'mokum acher, and you placed it in someplace else. And now v'sham nimtzis achita ba afilu ba'od hashuman roseach mutter. Again, even if it's still boiling hot, it's still mutter. Again, for the same reason, the lo machzikin isur mimokum mokum. We don't assume that an issa went from one place to another. We say achita noflu b'makom zeh. We say the chita fell in this new place. Shekvar hitichua v'nasas hakol meperus, and there was no water over there, and it's all halachically considered like meperus. Avol amnim says achita habakua b'chli rishona shitichu b'ashuman b'pesach. If you did find it in the first place, v'ibim makom omedes, then asar ashuman. Then you have to assume the worst. The chayshina, we have to concern ourselves. Shema noflu kodem ha'atocha. Maybe fell in beforehand when there still was water, or b'tchilas harisicha, at the beginning of the melting. Shadayin hayu mei hadocha. Maybe there was water there and it actually got chametz. We stop over here in the middle, and with this we conclude today's shiur.